Blog Talk Radio.
Bonnie Albers on air, and I am, hopefully you think, the hostess with the mostest. I don't know why I say that, because it's cheesy, but I do. I am so excited I'm back. My shows are going to be reruns and live ones, and it's just which ones I can make in the next 2 weeks. So I'm so happy to be here with you. I love the song I play, and whenever you hear that song, that means Master Jerry Humphries is in the house with me today. And I just want to tell you before I introduce you to Jerry what you're listening to. You are listening to a metaphysical talk show with audience participation. I love that. That means all of us get to interact, talk, and chat. We give messages. We want you to participate also. I am, if anybody doesn't know, I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN. I'm a life coach and a counselor. And I am here today to bring you fabulous metaphysical chatting, news, and guests. And I love, you know what? I love listening to my show. So today we've got Jerry Humphreys in the house. He is, I've got so many titles, I can't even, I don't know how he has a business card. But Jerry is the master of everything that you can imagine. It's metaphysical. He is a animal communicator. He's a pet communicator and psychic. He's a hypnotherapist by trade, a Reiki master by trade, and big Reiki master. Reiki healing is very, very, very much part of him, as well as everything else he does. He reads animal totem cards. He does animal totems. He's a medium psychic. He's been on television and radio, and he's also the CEO of the magazine I write for, thank goodness. And that is Psychic Insight Magazine. Jerry does have a new website, so I'm going to let him tell you all about it. But I just want to say hello to my audience. And thank you for coming back and staying with the show as I go through some changes with summertime. Always is changes with my family and bringing them back to college and to college. And I thank you and medical school. I thank you for sticking with me. I did write a little message in chat. Empress 11. I love your call name. It is a big card and a wonderful name, but it's a heck of a card to live up to, girlfriend. And I want to say hello to everyone else, Sandra and Sherry in there, and all my guests. And right now, I am going to say hello to Jerry Humphreys, straight from the UK. Hi, Jer.
Hi, Bonnie. Straight from the UK. I like that. I am definitely straight from the UK.
That straight from the UK or over the pond, whatever it is, the straight thing, that's good. So for you, and I know Val loves that. So I just want to tell you that whatever you are, straight, sideways, bendable, or whatever, we love you anyway. Jerry, can you tell everybody what you do? I mean, you just have so many gifts. You're like my Dumbledore. If I tell everybody that when I need to go to find out my information, Jerry is who I go to. And I also want to thank, while you're on, Jerry, because Candy brings you through all the time, our angel reader. I go to her too. Well, I go to everybody because I love my peeps. But thank you, Candy. You bring through a lot to the show besides the most beautiful banners, and you make us all look good. You also bring the most beautiful messages, girlfriend. So I do want to thank you and for being in chat. And I know that you mean a lot to the show, and I just don't know that you know how much you mean to the show. So, Jerry, go for it. Tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you when they want a Reiki healing, reading, hypnotherapy, pet communication, and more.
Goodness me. I'm a psychic medium. That's what I do.
Really?
That's my day job. That's my day job. Yes, I love my Reiki. I teach Reiki. I've got a Reiki class coming up at the end of the month, which I always look forward to teaching. Pet psychic, as you said, animal communicator, person-centered counselor, the hypnotherapy. I'm trained up to level 5, but I also do past life regression. I teach psychic and spiritual development. Run workshops and courses. Recently did a workshop or a talk on being a pet psychic and animal communicator. I love doing that. People can contact me through social media. My website is soulshadows.co.uk. That's .co.uk. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me most places. I seem
just
to pop
don't find him under
on.
The bed. Don't find him under the bed because that means he's hiding. But you know what, Jerry? I'm so glad that you brought up that you're a past life regressionist because you're a therapist. One of the reasons is we've got Mercury going retrograde at the end of the month, and you know that's all about going back. And it just you can't even say anything about Mercury retrograde, and it's going in four times this year versus three. But one of the big things that that people have been asking, several things, is, and everybody listening, is Jerry has classes in teaching you all about psychic development. And many people have called the show asking and asked. Jerry is one of the best. So please get a hold of him for any psychic development, learning, training that you need. But the other request we get here is for past life. How can I find out my past life? What was I in my past life? And Jerry is one that can find out, can help you go back to your past, many lives, and see what you bring forward, because it's all about you bringing it through. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. It's very interesting to track somebody's time stream back to see where they have been in the past life and how it's relevant to where they are in this current life. But you're right, Mercury, don't like it. The energy started to go a little bit crazy at least a week ago, and Mercury doesn't officially go retrograde until the 28th, 29th, and then it goes direct again on the 23rd of May. So we've got another 3 to 4 weeks, and I tell you what, it's just things are going nuts already. So if anybody out there's been struggling with the energies and wants to know a little bit about perhaps why they've been going through that, then as Bonnie said, we can have a quick flick back onto your past life time stream and see, maybe has this happened before? Are there any similar circumstances that we can look at? That'll be good.
Well, you know what, Jerry? I want you to tell everybody, because you and I were talking about this, and especially you'll know who can't be regressed. But you do. It's really not an easy thing, and it is costly, but it's so worth it. That you do you talk to them beforehand. I think you said you give them a consultation to see, one, if they can be regressed. And two, it is not a short procedure. So I'd like you to tell everybody, before we get into why we want to do this, take us through somebody that, you know, calls you and asks, you know, hey, I'd like to find out, I have such feelings, and I'd like to find out who I've been in the past.
That's the important thing, is firstly, there has to be a reason or a purpose for doing it. I always like to know, you know, what is the purpose behind this? Now, there are lots of experiences that we could have in this earth life, and they could be emotional, they could be physical, they could be spiritual, they could be mental experiences. And we're talking about ones that are generally negative, but can be traced back to triggers, not just in this earth life, because as a counselor, you and I both know that we always look for trigger points. But sometimes those trigger points, it is suggested, have been brought in from a previous life. So that we want to find the triggers. Now, if somebody was to say to me, okay, this is what I'd like to do, I said, fine, no problem. However, not everybody, and it is true, not everybody is able to be regressed or to be put into that hypno state. So what I have to do to begin with is, there's a short consultation which is called the suggestibility test. And there are many different techniques that a hypnotherapist can use to see if somebody is able, first of all, is open to the hypnotherapy, because hypnotherapy is really about being able to suggest things to a person's subconscious. So it's finding out whether the person's conscious mind will relax enough into that almost sleep state before we can then go into the actual past life regression itself. Now, the one thing to stress is, whenever anyone has hypnotherapy for whatever reasons, the client is always in complete control of what goes on, not the hypnotherapist as such. In other words, if they need to respond to something, if they feel that it's not going the way they want to, the client can automatically click and come out of it. So they are not if you like, in complete control. They have not submitted their will, if you like, to the hypnotherapist. That's a misconception. So that your mind will only allow what is going to happen for your highest good. Again, it is not, as you've probably seen, these stage hypnotists that can make you do all weird things. But you are always in complete control. It's very safe, very secure, but also extremely therapeutic.
I love I shouldn't say that. You know, my spirit guides are now hitting me. I did get one thing from, well, maybe a couple things from the 5.5 hours that he did try to get me to go back into my past life. I did find out the name of my spirit guide. So I do want to apologize because I don't take that for granted. But it took 5.5 hours until he went nuts and told me to please get up, that he could never no longer do it. So that was my reaction to a past life regression. But on the other hand, I went with my girlfriend, Regina, and she went right in and found out what's funny, well, or not funny, she found out that she was an Indian. She does have Indian in her past. She was a French Indian, and that she witnessed her whole tribe, being slaughtered, and she was left.
Wow.
But, you know, when she told me that, I'm like, oh, you know, you can get over it. Let's go. And I'm driving, and she's not talking. And when she finally, I said, what's the matter? She goes, Bunny, this is so profound. I can. And so what it was is I was so, like, you know, wrapped up in what I was doing, and hey, I couldn't do it, and oh, I got a name, that I didn't realize how profound. And the reason I'm telling everybody this, Jerry, isn't to just, you know, say, oh, well, but it is a profound experience for a lot of people to find out and be regressed into their different lives.
It's, and the other thing which can come from this is the validations, because when I do a regression, it's always recorded, so the person can then take it away, listen back to it, but then they get a chance to research, maybe. If they're not aware or can't connect with things immediately, it's like having a mediumship reading. Sometimes we would give things to clients they don't always resonate with straight off. But with the same with the regression, so they can go back and listen, and as I said, and then check things out, because they can come through with dates, times, places. I mean, even as a hypnotherapist, it's fascinating to listen to.
Absolutely, and then we're going to get to the phone lines, because I do promise everybody, since we did in the last show, we're going to go straight to the phone lines. But I do have to tell you that besides the past life regression, finding out where you came from, why you might have, people find out why they have wounds or scars on their body in this lifetime from that, it also helps to verify or help to relieve a lot of symptoms that you bring in, such as, you know, I know that my dad never did do a past life regression, and now he's in a past life or a future life he's looking, but he was afraid of snakes. What's funny is I was told that I was thrown into a snake pit. I'm not afraid of snakes, but my dad was. So it's really interesting how all this works. But I have a big fear of certain periods of time in history. And I found out it's because I lived and died in that era. And so that helps me in this lifetime understand what I have to deal with and work with and try to overcome. And I just love that. I mean, other than the past life where you find out what lives you've lived in, also you find out fears and phobias and how to, you know, to handle them on this earth plane. And I love that.
Absolutely. And it works on a little bit like Reiki, I suppose. It works on a therapeutic level because it can bring it through so many unanswered questions or realizations. And it's all about healing. Matter what modality we're really talking about, this is about healing. It's about being able to heal the self so the self can progress and the self can move on. That's what it's about, whether it's and sometimes we can regress people even back through this earth life, because there'll be lots of things that the mind will block out, even though our body retains every life experience. it doesn't always want to bring the memories up. So sometimes it, under hypnotherapy, because it's like sleep, it's the safest place to release the fears. Even if we're just taking somebody back through this current time stream, it can be so healing and just release all the rubbish that perhaps someone's held on to.
You know what, Jerry? And I can't think of anybody safer, better, and more knowledgeable than you. So, you know, I'm not here to, you know, sell any products, but I'm going to tell everybody that this is a big step in your life or in your past lives. And if you would like to have a chance to see, and I've had so many people write me and ask me, and, you know, I didn't even think about doing this kind of show, Jerry, but, you know, please get a hold of Jerry Humphreys. He is a master. He has got the licenses, and he can do it. So everyone, if you're looking, you know, there's some books I just love, Jerry, you know, with past lives. And, you know, if you've been interested in books and you've been reading about it and you want to do it, you know, schedule a reading with Jerry because, you know, Jerry just doesn't want me to do it because he would be shaking his head going, please no. So everyone, if that's something that really would, you know, you're interested in, please get a hold of Jerry. And the other thing is that I did want to say is that you it's not easy to regress people, and it takes a great deal of concentration. It takes a great deal of really wanting and helping, just like a Reiki master. And so I, you know, kudos to you, Jerry, because I probably wouldn't have the patience. So, but I love Reiki and I do my own form. That was what I wanted to bring up. Do you teach Reiki in person or do you also teach Reiki through Skype?
It really needs to be done in person for the simple, or more so at levels 2 and 3 rather than level 1. At level 2, you get given your first 3 symbols to work with. That's the practitioner level. And because of how I teach, it is better to be done in a face-to-face or in a group environment. It can't really be done over Skype, although I suppose it could be. But the thing is, a Reiki class, a Reiki course, is 2 days. And, you know, it's quite a bit of work for the people that come. You know, I put them through the mill from 9:30 in the morning until whatever time in the afternoon over 2 days. But then, see, the important thing is the attunement. The attunement has to be done with the person in front of you because, again, it's a hands-on procedure, and particularly at levels 2 and upwards because it's empowering symbols, it's even more important. So you can't really attune people over something like Skype because the Reiki master cannot put his or her hands onto the person being attuned. And I always find it a little bit hard to comprehend how somebody could say, well, I can attune over the internet. Can't quite see how that works. That is not how it was originally taught. So I have to say, I often question that a little bit, but hey, you know, it's whatever lights your candle, but I'm a traditionalist. I teach it the way it's been taught since the mid to late 1800s, and I won't change it.
Well, Jerry, I love that. And the reason I wanted people to hear that is because there are certain things that we can do face-to-face over, you know, and especially now that Mercury is going retrograde, you wouldn't want to do it, but over, you know, teaching classes. But when it's really hands-on healing, I hope that you all, if you can't get over to the UK, and I'm going to hopefully, you know, I do have my own symbols, as Jerry knows, I do want to get over there. But, you know, maybe, you know, you can do and find Reiki wherever you are that actually you go to. Jerry, I'd love you to teach a class and come here. Anybody that's interested, please get a hold of me, and we'll see if we can get Jerry over here. So are you ready to get to the phones, Jer?
Can I just say, the answer is yes, absolutely. Can I just say, obviously, at practitioner level in Reiki, you get taught how to send distant treatments as well as doing formal treatments. Mm-hmm. But a different story altogether. But, yeah, I'm ready. Let's get to them, their phones.
You know what? You gave up the, hey, sure, I'd come to the United States and teach classes. You just went right over that one. Oh, but we'll see if we can get you here.
No. If you know, I would gladly. I will go anywhere to teach.
Me too. So, and or to learn, one or the other. 847 You are on with the master and me, and I'm what, the masteress? I don't know. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Sherry.
I know it was Sherry, and I told you you were first, and I thank you for hanging in there. We just love talking, but so Sherry, are you going to read us today?
No, something made me call in today, so I guess he can give me a ticket. Whatever you get, I'm more than open to hear.
Okay, Sherry, this is Jerry. Sherry is a great listener, and she's in chat. I don't always see her, but, you know, I'm hoping that she loves the show enough, because I know you do. But Sherry, I'm only going to tell you what I feel. I'm handing you over to Jerry, but Sherry's metaphysical herself. I can feel it, know it, and see it. So, right, Cher?
Learning, on a journey. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh. We're all on that journey. But go ahead. Do you have a question for Jerry? Because
Not actually specific, because, like I said, something I feel spirit, had me be here. So I'm just kind of open to, I guess, maybe the guides or divine have anything to say. Or if Jerry has anything to say.
Jerry.
I tell you what, when you get two ladies talking, it's very difficult to get a word in sideways.
Yes, and we are ladies or goddesses, one or the other.
Well,
I like goddess.
I hate to ask a goddess her age, Sherry, but could you give me your date of birth, please?
Oh, no, sure. May 28th, 1964.
You know, the first thing I heard when you. When Bronnie brought you into the show was, I don't know whether you've heard the song by the Four Seasons called Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry,
yeah.
Sherry,
yes,
baby, Sherry.
I wish I had said that now.
You better hope I stop, because I love that song. Okay.
I'm just putting the vibe out. I'm just seeing the sellotape going across the mouth just temporarily. Thank you. the reason I'm not sure at the time why I was hearing the song, but as I was waiting patiently, I felt that what was coming through was that there needs to be a shift with you, as in a balance or the restoration of a balance with you. You're very, Bonnie would say, metaphysical. You're very psychic. You're very in tune. You're very connected with Mother Earth. You have strong healing energies around you. My third eye chakra, as I connect with you, is on fire. So you are very open. I also feel that with you, that the progression or the spiritual journey that you're on can be quite phenomenal. And I'm seeing this long highway stretching out in front of me. It's like Route 66. It goes on and on for mile after mile. In other words, you've got a huge journey.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, it's like the canvas is blank, because it feels like spirit are waiting for you to paint the picture. Now, you have a natural ability. Somebody in your family, you must have inherited this from, because it feels like it's been passed down. Do you know if anybody else in the family has been on this journey?
I'm not really sure. I mean, no one that I know, but, like, my mom always thought she had the gifts, but she was scared of it, so she never got into it, So maybe my grandma. I didn't know anybody. They were all dead, so I didn't know anybody by the time I was born.
It'd be interesting to know, because I just get this connection with Romani energy. This very lovely sort of gypsy, almost. That's that. I get the terrible vision being given to me.
Did you say Romania?
Romania.
What's funny is I got really mad. I think that's one of my guides, unless it is a relative. I'm German, but one time I got really mad and wanted to know who my guides were, and I did see a Romanian lady that was like a gypsy doing cards. So she might be a guide.
Oh, I think she's a relative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know who she is.
I would say, Yeah, I would say the same too. But it's at the moment, I don't know why I keep sensing around you that maybe you're in your current life, something about your personal space just needs a little bit of adjustment. Can you connect with that?
Yeah, because, yeah, that would be my marriage.
Yeah, but you know, hey.
My guide has stepped in with this vision of somebody with a cocktail shaker, and it's like everything's mixed up.
Right.
But when it's poured out at some point, it'll actually taste quite nice. But at the moment, there's too much shaking going on, you know, and I'm also now picking up anger. So it's either you or the person that you're connecting with who's holding back anger. Why have I got the anger?
I'm not sure because I've dealt with it. I mean, I don't live with him anymore. So, I mean, I guess there's probably still anger that he doesn't, you know, wake the hell up and, you know.
Okay.
We have to make a decision one way or the other. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, did you say you have to make a decision?
Well, I think that we have to make a decision one way or the other, yes, on
okay.
what we're doing.
Well, I have a feeling that decision's already been made. It's just that it hasn't been spoken yet.
That could be too.
Well, to me, it feels as if, again, going back to the song that I heard, that I feel that you need to be looking at taking yourself forwards at the moment, I would say, as an individual. It's about getting you back out into the world again, because on a human level, I feel that you've been either self-imposed, you've been in isolation, or it's just not been the right time, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So on an earth level, I feel that there's an emotional clear out coming up as well with you. Now, although the retrograde coming in is in earth signs, as they all are this year, so it deals with the material things in life, you know, the bricks, the mortar, the home, the finances, the work career path, etc. With you, though, I feel that you're going to have a little bit, and particularly towards the end of the retrograde, so as we're talking about the last third week of May, I feel that you've come to quite a realization moment about I'm only going to settle for what is best in my life and not for what is second best.
Okay.
I'm not putting up with anybody else's rubbish anymore, no matter who it is. I'm not going to allow people to dump their problems on my doorstep, no matter who they are. But that's on a human level. But on a spiritual level, it's like there are other doors opening up. I'm just seeing loads of ribbons coming out. It's like a party pop has just gone off, you know, and there's all these ribbons everywhere. So there's something to celebrate as well. So you've got two levels to look at here, if that makes sense, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
But on a human level with you, one of the most powerful times you're going to have is mid-year. So we're looking at July, because the amount of respect and the amount of communication and the amount that's coming to you is very significant. And I just feel that by that time, you've actually managed to find your peace again. I mean, properly, inwardly and outwardly. So that's what I get. Bonnie.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you very much. And that kind of does
yeah.
make sense.
Well, you know what? I've got a gentleman here in spirit. He's been with me ever since the Sherry baby came. And what's really weird is he looks like that era. So he's got like a pompadour, black hair. He's kind of got his legs crossed. He's thin. Do you know who this is?
I'm not totally sure, but my dad has some brothers that are dead that are tall.
Okay, because I was going to say your dad, but if your dad isn't gone, then it's somebody connected to his DNA. So,
that would make sense.
Yeah, and they're showing me a young version. So I don't know if one of them has passed young or they're just showing me that era because it's a symbol for you. But he's kind of tapping his foot and he's going. And he's got his arms crossed across, and I'm watching this scene. He kind of looks, the hair, it's crazy because it's a pompadour. You know, I don't know how to explain it to you. And he's saying, what's taken so long? So I kind of think. Okay, so that's you got the message there. And it's a really interesting, and again, they're just waiting. They're just waiting for
yeah.
everything. And I feel like once you make the decision, move forward and do what you got to do, everything, I mean, I've seen a kaboom in your life. It's just showing me this
right.
white, big, you know, light. And you're waiting for it. But you know what? You know, the thing is that you're waiting to wait. And that's what, you know, that's what this gentleman is saying. Stop waiting. Do what you know
yeah,
that you
they,
need to
they
do.
Yeah, they told me they told me three times what to do in that situation, and I didn't listen, and that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, that's why they're saying you're waiting to wait. So, and you know what? We all have free will, Sherry, so I don't want to – you know, I'm giving you symbols of what they're telling me, but I don't live your life. So, to me,
right.
If it isn't the right time, and, you know, I always say when you come to a crossroads in life and you see that road – that behind that you have 3 to 5 choices, the roads are all gone crazy, you don't know which one to pick, at the end you're going to your destiny and journey is there. It's just which one you choose to make it with.
Right.
And so to me they're just waiting and you know what has to be done. So
yeah.
This guy is smiling. He says you get it. And now he's uncrossed his legs. So I hope we've helped you today. I have to move on, but I hope we've helped you, Sherry.
Okay, thank you. And real quick, I just heard the name Alan, so I don't know if you guys know an Alan.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You heard Alan? Alan is my dad's best friend, and he's dead. You know, he's crossed over.
Okay.
He's not dead, but he's crossed over. And he they said that the reason my dad left this earth plane is for because Alan called his name, and Alan wanted him up there, not here.
I'm just feeling like a lot of love for you, just real quick, because I know you got to go, but it's just like my heart's like opening up, so I just feel like he's just coming through, just showing you he's here. So
thank you.
Alan,
you tell
he's also
Alan
saying,
I'm not real.
Wait, but somebody's saying, like, you know, you're kind of telling me what I need to do, but they're kind of like telling you, you know what you need to do, too. So there's like a parallel thing happening here. So I don't know what's going on or decision you're trying to make, but somebody wants you to do something, too. So I don't know what it is, and I will go now.
Hey, Sherry, what did I say at the beginning of the show? You got anything for us? So, see, you did, and we love
and I just
that.
Heard step in, I just heard step into your power. So whatever you're up to, I don't know, you know, personally what you're doing or business-wise, step into your power and move forward.
I'm trying, Sherry. Now I need
okay.
somebody to help me step into that power. I can step into the power. I just need the right connection.
Don't we all need to, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much, both of you, and God bless you, and have a great day.
Thank you, Sherry. I love and bless you. Thank you for the messages, and you make me laugh. And that was anytime, call in and give us any messages you can, because it helps you,
thanks,
too,
Beth.
Is what I'm hearing. So
one of these days.
Yeah.
Thank
anytime,
you.
Honey. You're welcome. Have
you,
a great
Bonnie.
Day.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Isn't that crazy, Jer? I knew it. She had a message.
Well, you see, it's really lovely when there can be an exchange like that.
I
knew exactly what she was saying. I wondered, do you know what she was really saying? Because I could see it as clear as anything.
No.
It's time to let go, Bonnie.
Oh, stop it. I know what she was saying. You must not think I'm psychic or intuitive. Believe me, the time is coming, and I am letting go. So, you know, it's all about kids. It's all about life. And, yes, I am letting go. Don't you think I'm doing a better job?
Do you know what? I would have to say a big yes to that.
Thank you, honey. I love you so much, Cher. And I love you, Sherry. Thank you, honey. You gave me a great message. And I can't believe Alan came through, because I'm going to find him, too. And I'm going to, if I find him, he took my daddy with him. You needed to leave my daddy on this earth.
Let it go.
I am. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just like Frozen. I never saw the movie. Okay. 402, it is all about you. 402, you are all with the master and me. Hi.
Hi, this is Poo Leilani calling. I just had a question in regards.
Hi, Poo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, except I lost my dog last night. Like, she ran out of the house. And her name is Pepper. And I'm just wondering if you guys can pick up where she might be.
Sorry, I'm just trying to tune in to see if I can pick up on an energy. Just bear with me a minute, because I've got a real timid, almost fearful energy coming back towards me. I don't think Pepper is very far away. I do still pick up a life force energy, which is the important thing. To be honest, I really need to have a photograph so that I can do or try to do a proper communication.
Okay, I looked up your Facebook account. So if you look on Facebook, I sent you a message with Hoover pictures.
Right, I will answer that for you. With me, it'll be first thing tomorrow. But what I'm hearing is you should have some resolve by Thursday. So we're looking at 3 days. But I will. I don't like to use the word promise. I will definitely look at the images, and I will do that for you first thing tomorrow.
I appreciate that, and thank you guys very much. Like, she's really missed my daughter, and that's her little sister. So we need to get her back home.
Are you?
I completely understand. No problem. Sorry, Bonnie. I just need to say that there was something that scared Pepper, which is why she originally bolted, because it feels to me like she just bolted out of the house. So that something either shocked her or frightened her. You just need to stand out in the either on the at the front of the house or maybe in the backyard and just call her name, and just do that every hour or so. I'm sure that she's not that far away and she will hear you. But as I said, no matter what, I'll do the communication tomorrow. No problem. Sorry, Bonnie. Go ahead.
No, that's great. I was just going to say that's exactly what I was going to say. You need to go out there and call her. And what I hear is, this is horrible because I'd be the same way, but without a frantic tone is what I'm hearing. So it's like, you know, you're going out and going, Pepper, Pepper, Pepper. You know, that scares her even more. So, or Pepper. But what I am picking up is if you go, Pepper, Pepper, here's some food, you know, and show that it will encourage her to come out. That's what I'm hearing. So
that's quite right.
Thank you, both of you.
You're welcome, Koo. Let us know, okay?
I will.
We'll send prayers. We'll try to, Jerry, I'm sure we'll try to send Pepper home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness. You know, it's with pets. I mean, like I said, you know, it's just so with pets. I mean, it's amazing. You know, they can't help themselves, and that's the problem. I shouldn't say that. They can help themselves, but they need us to guide them. 415, you are on with the master. Maybe they're guiding us. I don't know. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I have a question. Which might sound a little bit silly, but I notice a pattern here, and I just wanted to see what insight you guys can share.
Okay.
I am cleaning out the house because I'm getting ready to move. At least that's my intention. I know it's coming up. So I have a bunch of items that I have for sale that I put up on Craigslist. Now, this has been for a couple of weeks, and I'm really at the point, and I noticed this the last time I was moving too, that I get like really frustrated with all the stuff hanging around and posting it a million times. I guess it goes into the phase that I'm like trying too hard. And just wanted to see what you see around that, because I notice I get like that with possible clients coming in too. So yeah, just any insights, because I don't want to be like that anymore. I like when I get phone calls and then people just buy the stuff and it goes very easily rather than hanging around the house.
Okay, Jerry.
Okay. Jessica, can I just ask what your date of birth is, please?
Sure, it's 7/16/77.
She's a cancer.
Yep.
I'll tell you what I'm looking at. It's all those sevens. That's really interesting. Okay. Sometimes, Jessica, it's not what we say, it's how we say it. It's not the energy that we write things with, it's how we write it. It's all about energy exchange. And somewhere in your past, and it may be going back into a past life, you had a huge struggle with somebody not listening to you or not hearing you, more importantly, and then not responding in the right way. It's like you had a huge, huge letdown. It's like you were really, 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 really promised something and then it was snatched away from you at the last minute. Now, the energy around you currently has got stuck because I feel that you just, and I know this may sound silly because you might have done this already, but I feel that you just need to visualize the things that you are trying to give away or to sell actually going, and you've got to give them permission to go. And that may, again, sound silly, but you've got to actually say to the items, whatever they are, it's okay, you've served me well, but now it's time for you to move on to somewhere new, because you'll be appreciated all over again. So, and I say that may sound daft, but it will work. This timeline of yours is really interesting because I'm actually going to take you back in a past life, and you're going to have to just open your mind up a little bit here, because I want to go back to at least the 1700s. So we're talking at least two centuries ago. And I want to give you a scenario. I'm going to paint the picture. And just if you can start to see this with me, Jessica, just shout out yes. What I'm seeing is it's quite a dark room. There is just one window in this room. There is a fireplace to the right, but there's no fire burning in it. But obviously, the floorboards are wooden. You wouldn't have carpets or anything at that time, but they're wooden floorboards. But this room is feeling very musty. There's cobwebs up on the beams in the ceiling. There's one chair in this room. There's no other furniture. And guess who's sitting on the chair?
Me?
Exactly. Can you feel anything as I'm describing this? Is anything within your current human body kicking off as I'm talking about this?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Then let me continue for a minute. You might feel heat somewhere. You might feel cold air somewhere. You might feel tingling somewhere. But I'll just continue to paint the picture. You're sitting there, and your hands are in your lap, and you're looking down, and there's just all the sadness around you. And I think I've lost. Have we lost you?
No, I'm here. I think maybe okay. Bonnie may be muted or something.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Just something went very quiet then. You're looking very sad. But there's silence. There's just nothing coming in. You're not moving. You're just sitting, staring at your lap. Now, what I feel is that room particularly used to be full of light. It used to be full of precious items that you had. There used to be a fire burning all of the time. There was something on the overmantel over the fire. It's like there was a portrait or picture or something hanging there, and that was all taken away from you. Somebody just took it, just left you there, alone, with nothing.
Oh.
And that's where all this stemmed from. Now, again, I just asked a question quickly. Is that actually triggering anything? Do you feel anything around you as I'm talking about this?
I guess it just kind of makes me sad, and it makes me think that maybe that's why I have so much trouble selling items when I try to put them up. I mean, I really do want to release them.
Exactly.
But,
so what I'd like
go ahead.
Sorry, go on. Carry on, Lily. Carry on.
Well, I just want to confirm what you said about on how speaking and then people don't listen or they don't hear. And I became aware of that pattern a couple of years ago, and I thought I had stopped that because that's something that repeated with my parents, or that's where I thought it stemmed from, that I'm always repeating myself to them. They don't listen. But that makes me also sad because I see on how I'm posting a million times on Craigslist and I feel like no one's really paying attention to the post, and it really exhausts me from putting it up so many times.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say then? I wasn't listening. Now, hang on, before you answer that, I said that for a reason. What was the first thing that came to your mind when I said, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening? What's the first thing that came into your head, Jessica?
It annoyed me because aren't you supposed to be listening?
Exactly.
Yes, I hope so, Jessica, because see, it is the show that I have him as a guest on. I knew what he was doing, of course.
Right. So what we spirits have done for you, hopefully, is now start to release that trigger. It does in this earth life. Yes, mum and dad, no, they didn't help, sadly. But they had their own reasons as to why. But now what I'd like you to do is re-look at the items you put up on that website or whatever, and then actually smile at them and visualize them going. But as I said, more importantly, give them permission to go. And every time you want to put something up like that, just cast your mind back to that vision of that woman sitting on that chair with nothing. And that will help you to release it, because the memories will come back. And more importantly, the emotions attached to them will come back. And then you'll find that instead of sitting there getting frustrated, everything starts to be released as it should be. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. I'll do that about... because I definitely did start speaking to the items and saying, you guys can find your new home. And I was ringing a bell to release my energy from them. But how do you suggest that I deal with, because I already feel a little, I'm happy to do your exercise, you know, to speak to them, tell them that they can go and visualize. But I also, went in doing that, I also feel some anger that comes up, that why do I have to put in so much effort every time I'm trying to do something, like attract clients or now even just selling items? Like, why do I have to put all this energy in, and it only serves to really tire me?
Because it's coming from your head. That's why. It's coming from your head. You need to work a lot more on your solar plexus, my lovely, which is the color yellow. So you need to put your hands gently over your solar plexus and visualize that it's first of all, it should be spinning in the same direction as a washing machine. And secondly, it should be a nice bright color yellow. You're holding on to the anger. So what it's doing, it's re-manifesting itself from a subconscious. I don't want to go too deep here, but it's all the subconscious anger that's coming through from a past anger, either in this earth life or past life that hasn't been resolved. So you've now got to start to work inspirationally, and that shift can happen, but you need to have your head and heart connection working, and you need to have your solar plexus cleared out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will work.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I'm gonna throw in a little thing here, but I do have to move on, Jessica. But here's what I see: that you can, words are words. You can say that, but it's how you feel about it. So I think there is a disconnect between you doing all that about how you want them to go and you're letting them go. But I think the great exercise would be to see yourself sitting there alone in that room and saying it's okay not to have anything. Because I feel they're going to fly out of your, I think they're going to sell very quickly once you visualize that. And I think that there might be just a little, maybe between the anger of having to work so hard and the words, there's just not a you're saying it but not feeling it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So that's where I feel this is going, because all of a sudden I see things flying out of the window, okay? And when I see it flying, it was after you were looking around and saying, it's okay, I don't want anything. I'm okay with nothing. And in that time period, and smiling. And then when you go to release the items, your mind and what you're saying to the items will then match. Does that that's where I'm seeing a little bit of a disconnect. Also with the anger, I believe in, and I hate using this word, and I'm going to shoot myself for using it, or you can shoot me. But people go, Bonnie, it's all about divine timing. Well, divine timing will be when your vibration matches the universe's vibration and your feeling vibration to let it go. And it won't go any quicker or any sooner or any later than that vibration. So I think I do feel, Jessica, you get it. You're real metaphysical. And because you get it, it's going to work very quickly for you.
You know, you might appreciate this, both of you guys, maybe not. A lot of these items, I haven't been around for years. They're items from my when I was growing up, you know, like several years. But it's random stuff from it's from 10 years ago. So
doesn't matter.
I didn't have any attachment to them anymore, but all right, I'll do those exercises. I'm excited to get started on that.
Yeah, let us know. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great reading.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate it. You know what's so funny, Jerry? We're talking about past and past life regressions, and she's saying she's bringing in items from 10 years ago. Past. And really. Go ahead.
Sorry, go on. I was going to say, the interesting thing is, though, that those items were obviously given to her by people.
Yeah.
I wonder what the emotions were within those people when they gave her the items.
Absolutely. I was thinking, you know what? Great minds think alike, Jer. Not that I'm saying we have great minds, because that would be like then our ego, but yeah, great minds think alike. So I am going to move to the next. But you know, what I really love about that, Jerry, is this, that things we don't have an attachment to for doesn't mean they don't have an attachment to you or the person that gave it to you or the feeling attached. Because I put in chat, and everybody was laughing, I hope you saw it, is when I went to sell my house, I think about 3 years ago, thank goodness we didn't sell it, because it ended up, you know, we took that mortgage for Lauren's school, but I tried to sell the house. And my house is beautiful. I have a beautiful yard. I have gorgeous plants and beautiful trees. I mean, you know, I planted these beautiful irises and all kind of stuff. And, well, maybe, no, they're African daylilies, I think. And I kept, you know, nobody even came to see it. And it was priced pretty reasonably. And I kept saying, why isn't the house going? And everybody said, well, you have to go talk to the plant and tell them that you can release them. But truthfully, you can say something, but your heart doesn't always reflect that. And just because you say the words, you know, doesn't mean that you're in energetic form with those words. And that's what I was trying to tell Jessica. Subconsciously, you've got to match that vibration. So so maybe next time I want to sell the house, I will be in that vibration. So actually, my husband loves the house, and he didn't want to sell it. So it's actually his vibration that kept the house here. But I love everything that brought up, and I hope that people learn from that. 708, you are on with the master and me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Patty.
Patty! Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you called, because I know that you sent me a note. Patty is a sweetheart, and she sent me a note about what this time of year meant to her, Jerry, and she's a great listener to the show, a beautiful artist, a wonderful metaphysical person, and I'm going to hand you over to Jerry, because I know he can help you. Jerry, this is Patty.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you.
Is there a question you wanted to ask?
My mother passed, it'll be on the 22nd, this coming Friday. And it's always a a tough month for me. My brother passed on April 1st, 3 weeks before she did.
Okay. This is going to sound an odd thing for me to say. So what are you asking?
If she has any messages, if she's around.
Ah. Okay. I was aware of a spirit energy stepping forwards as soon as you started to speak. But I'm just making absolutely sure that I've got the connection here. That's why I'm waffling on a little bit. Okay. I need to ask you just a yes or no, please, Patty. Were you afraid of the dark as a child?
Boy, I really don't remember.
I've got this fear of the dark. I've got somebody who needed to have a light on or some light during night time.
Was it your brother?
I also, well, this, it's somebody hid Bonnie, because I've got the same. I tell you what it is. I have a song. I have music playing with me at the moment, and I also get the feeling here that somebody doesn't like it when it's quiet. There has to be noise. There has to be almost like constant either music playing or some sort of chatter. Silence is not good. Can you connect with that as well, or am I completely off?
Well, actually, I can, but it's my husband and he's alive. But that definitely
okay.
True with him.
Right. So he's the one that can't deal with silence.
Right. Right.
Okay. I'm also starting to feel very restless. I can't. I'm almost sort of rocking backwards and forwards in my chair. I'm finding it hard to sit still. Is this also your husband?
No, he doesn't move. As a child, I used to rock, and my brother used to rock.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Right. Okay. I'm just wondering why I was rocking in the chair. Right, hold on, just a moment.
Right.
If I said to you pacifier, as in a child's pacifier, can you connect with that almost immediately? As in
No. Not
being able to put it down or not being able to let one go. Why do I go to a pacifier here?
I'm seeing it.
I've got a small child in front of me. Fair head, almost lightish coloured head. It's, I would call the typical almost sort of 50s blonde sort of curly look, but it's a young child having a struggle to put down a pacifier.
You described me, but I don't have any memory of that.
Right. Okay, but you don't. Okay, but I feel
that's
this is
okay.
Connected with you.
Yeah.
I feel that I've got either both your mum and I have a feeling your brother's here as well. I was also feeling that the right side of my head and almost going down my arm was starting to feel a bit numb. So one of these two lovely people, when they're alive, had a slight problem with what we call the major motor movement. Who was restricted with their movement?
Well, my mother, absolutely.
Right, okay, got your mum.
Yeah.
Got your mum.
Yeah.
Sorry,
hi,
what you going to say? She could... Oh, she's quite formal, your mum. Very lovely energy. But she's quite formal just then.
Yeah.
I'm supposed... She's actually trying to make me sit up straight in my chair now. Because I'm actually sitting... I'm quite... When I'm working, I like to be fairly relaxed because it keeps my energy centres open. Your mum wants me to sit up straight.
Oh,
Okay.
In fact, she's tearing me off a little bit. for not sitting up straight. Does she have anything that she needs to say to you? That's an odd thing to say, Mum. Okay. I'll tell you what I heard, and I'm not sure whether she's talking about the plant or the food that grows, or just that there's nothing of sense that she can come up with as such. She said the word rhubarb. Why would she say rhubarb? Strange thing to say.
It is. It is. I talk to her every day. I mean, I actually talk to her every day. Her number comes up on the clock all the time. On her birthday, which was 7/10, I woke up and I looked and the clock was 7/10. I mean, it always happens, you know, with me.
I mean, the two of you are so connected,
yeah.
Always have been, always will be.
Yeah.
It's not mother and daughter. I mean, you are soulmates. I mean, that's the bottom line of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I have to go back, and this is something you're going to have to find out. You know the plant that I was talking about, rhubarb. Do you have Well, it's been made into a dessert, and she's put a bowl of it in front of me.
It's a rhubarb crunch or rhubarb, I could see it.
Yeah.
It's either a rhubarb crunch or a pod,
yeah.
One or the other. I can't figure it out, but it's really, really, really very unusual because people don't make it a lot, although you can find it sometimes. But this one was, I could see it. I could smell it, and it's making me hungry, but it's rhubarb pie or crunch, so it's one of those.
That's it. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Can you connect with that as well, Patty, or is that something else that doesn't spring a memory off?
No, my aunt baked, you know, it's a possibility, and she worked at a grocery, a fruit market when she was a little girl that my aunt owned, so maybe it was back then, but it's not anything that we did, rhubarb, no.
It's her favorite. It was her favorite dessert is what I'm hearing. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know what you're hearing, Jerry, but I'm hearing it. It's either your brother, because I feel like she's given mixed, you know, your brother. I think that was the scared of the dark. I got that it was your brother, and
okay.
He was trying to bring through him. And then with this rhubarb thing, it's one of your favorite desserts. It's either hers or your brother's, one or the other.
Okay, because I know she likes coconut.
Okay, well, she's showing that it's one of her favorites. I mean, I feel like she's bringing it through for a reason. Maybe your aunt, but she's showing that rhubarb thing because it's one somebody's face. She said favorite dessert. So I don't know if you're supposed to, you know, I'd put that down because either your aunt, your brother, you're going to find out that somebody loves rhubarb pie or crunch or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jerry. That's what's coming through.
No. It's nice that when you get bits of the puzzle as well, we can just put them together for whoever the recipient is. The only other thing I'm hearing, Patty, is that that the two of you are so close.
Twin flame.
That your mum is literally a blink or a thought away, and despite the fact that you don't have her earthly presence anymore, you still have that emotional love bond that will never ever disappear.
Absolutely.
And all that she's saying to you is that although life may seem tough, she said you have got all. Well, what she says, you've got everything that I taught you that you can use to make it less tough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Where is the emotional struggle coming from? There's a bit of an emotional struggle somewhere within the family at the moment.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that what she's saying is it needs to be less.
It's my husband.
Heard.
He's ill, and it's been emotionally a struggle. And I took care of my mother because my mother wasn't very strong in life. And I seemed to transition into the same type of relationship in a marriage, only it's not my mother. It's different. And it's very difficult. And where I want to go as far as clearing my own mind, it seems that's kind of a block for me.
So what's happening here is that what you're saying is you suddenly felt that you hadn't got your purpose, or it's
right.
Like, oh, here we go again. Why am I playing the same
right.
record over again? This is going to be a bit of a bitter pill to swallow, possibly. But do you believe that when you came back, if you believe in reincarnation, of course, that when you
yes.
came back to this earth life, that you came back with a contract?
Yes, I actually do. But I think sometimes when you get worn out, you know, I find myself saying, okay, I want to be done with this contract. You know, it's enough. I don't want any more challenges.
You can
say
that.
That.
You do now.
I've put everything of myself into everybody else, and I feel like I've done, you know.
Right. I tell you what, I can so connect with what you just said.
You both have to decide that you have to be here, so that's.
First and foremost, Patty, what I feel that you need to hear is that without this, again, I'm sorry if this sounds tough, but without you, then either your mum wouldn't have made the transition as nicely as she did, and whatever the outcome is for your husband, he would not be able to have, and he will find his peace at some point. You have facilitated all that. Now, on a human level, you need some time out. And the time out can come, I feel, by you just talking to the right professional people to maybe just give you a little bit of respite. And that's what I feel would help you hugely. But unfortunately, Manavi, you have got one of the biggest caring souls that there possibly ever has been. You signed up for this. Bless your heart. And if it wasn't your mum or your husband, it would be somebody else, because in a past life, you were nursing people left, right, and centre. And I'm going quite a way back here. And people would come to you because they trusted you to help them to get well, as in quotes, from whatever it was that they were going through. And you helped masses of people, and I mean masses of people. But on a human level at the moment, I know that probably doesn't help you, but as I said, try and see if somebody professional, as an agency that I'm sure that you can have, that you can go and chat to, and just say, look, perhaps can I have a bit of time out here? It will help you hugely, but I tell you what, God bless people like you, that's what I say. Bonnie.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're a wonderful soul. You know how I feel about you. You're one of my biggest, and she always writes me and tells me how she feels about the show or what's on, and thanks me. And I want to tell you, I thank you with your mom. And the reason I let Jerry, because Jerry's a great medium, your twin flames. I feel that way about my daughter, only that we have a different type of, I'm still helping her. But with your mom, it was like, I two halves equal a whole. And that's a beautiful thing to come down here with. And not everybody, people think twin flames have to be a male female, okay, or whatever, and it has to be a sexual thing. But it really, that's not what it means. It means you came with a piece of yourself, even though we're whole coming here, okay. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but our twin flame is always here. And always with us when they come to enlighten us, help us, and pick us up. So to me, that's what your mother was to you and you to her. One of the things I think, Jerry, that she comes here with also is we pick our parents. So they don't pick us, we actually pick them. And you knew what your mother would be able to give you in this tough script that you wrote for yourself here, which is to help people. But one of the things is when they leave us, we have to know. And I, with my dad, was very depressed for 6 years. I mean, I still went on, but, you know, you can do what I do. I threaten him when I find him. I'm going to run and chase him through the universe, okay? And I'm going to make him dead again. So you can do that and be mad, or, you know, you can take it as that they left you in body but not in spirit, and actually that spirit can help you more from the other side. And that's what I'm hearing from your mom. She's all dressed in white. I don't know if that was her favorite color, but she's all dressed in white.
The first time that I talked to you about my mother, she came in white.
Yeah, she's all in white, and beautiful white flower she's handing you. It's a beautiful flower, and she's shaking her head at me very formally and saying thank you. So she doesn't need me to talk through. She doesn't need Jerry to talk through. She only really wants you, and you are her main focus. And so if you need comfort, and she knows that you do, and you need comfort, showing me again, I think, and I don't even remember, because when they tell me, I completely blank out because it's spirit telling me. She's kissing your pillow, okay, and kind of showing me that when that's usually a sign that they're there at night watching over you, and she's also saying that you talk to her, you know, at night, and I don't know if you talk to her at night, but she's just kissing. There's a pillow on the bed, and she's fluffing it up. And she's got her head like kissing it. So she loves you very much. She's with you all the time. And again, she's saying to me, you don't need me to talk to her. You already do. But that she wants you to know that the most gracious, the most glorious relationship of all is what you two had. And that doesn't mean it ends. It means that she now can help you in a different way, Patty.
Okay.
Okay.
You have no idea how healing that feels for me. I mean, I thank Jerry so much, and of course, Bonnie, you know how I feel about you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's because of you, Patty, and people like you that we do the show, okay? So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your family and your healing, because that's healing to us. We wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for people like you and everybody out there. So we do want you to know that you give us just as much as we hope we give you or share with you.
You absolutely do, and I love you both, and thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
We love
you.
You're welcome. Celebrate this month, honey, instead of looking at it so negatively. Celebrate it, okay? Because they celebrate you. Okay.
I will.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I always said the Irish do it really well, even though I don't take my own advice, because my dad, oh gosh. Anyway, I always say the Irish do it right, no matter what religion or nationality you are. When a spirit passes, when we leave our physical body, we didn't talk much about that, and we'll get back to that. Our soul elevates to where we came from. Celebrate. It's their birthday. Okay, so and they celebrate, they drink, eat, and be merry, and kiss them goodbye. And, you know, really, if we could do that, and, you know, we still are on this 3D plane, so not all of us can do that, and most of us can't, that's really what they want. They want that celebration of their life and their passing back home so they can help you from there. So I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to go to we have 1111111111 on the phone. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
It's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you? Sandra, 65.
I'm good, thank you. 55.
You know what? I can't believe. Well, I made you younger.
I wish it was 65.
So, hey, listen, I only say I must have got stuck at 17 because I always say I'm 17 and I never get older. So I wonder what happened to me at 17. But yes, at least I made you younger. And Sandra's always a teacher. Sandra's in chat, Jerry. She's in chat always, and she's very, she loves the show. And we're so happy to have you on, Sandra.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's been a pleasure to listen to you and Jerry. And I have to say, you actually had me quite choked up in your last comment with Patty. It was beautiful what you said. So it was very touching to me as well.
Thank you.
And Jerry, you're amazing, too.
He's amazing, isn't he? I'm so happy I found him. I don't know how I found him. I think he was in a lake, and I kind of pulled him out. I threw my chain in, and he went in there, and I kind of got him out, and now he can't say no. So, I'm only kidding because he probably did that to me. But I don't know how I found Jerry, and it's been a long time, but he's become a very, very close friend. He's my Dumbledore. So, what more do you say, and what more compliment can I give him? But, Sandra, this is your airtime. We have 9 minutes. Ask us anything you want. Okay. And why do I hear Twinkleberry? I don't know why Twinkleberry's coming to me.
I don't know.
Okay, but write it down because they're telling me Twinkleberry. So, I don't use that word. Okay, so go ahead. What would you like to know, Sandra?
I just like a general reading, actually, right at this point.
See. Well, Sandra, I'm going to hand you to Jerry because I really like questions. I mean, I could do a general. It's going to take me more than 9 minutes. But what would you know if there's something you would really like to know? Because I wish I would have picked you up before, and you are always welcome. Jerry and actually Candy will be on Thursday, so he can go more in depth.
Okay.
But what would you like to know? Because I know there's something pressing. I can feel it on your mind.
Well, it's finances, I would say.
Okay, Jerry.
Finances are
job
great.
Finances. Even though she really wants to ask about other things, God.
I was going to say, I also had a feeling this was not like a material question coming through. However, I could give you a material answer. Sandra, which is, I just reached my Native American medicine animal cards. First one that came through for you was the bat, which is about rebirth. It's over a 2-month cycle. So the changes that are coming in bring an end to worry. I feel that with you, that the whole, and obviously we're all governed by money, which is a shame, but they used to say it's love that makes the world go round. Well, I'm sorry, but these days it's probably money. but I feel that with you, it has become almost a fear. Would that make sense?
Yeah, because I've been cashing my retirement funds in order to live. And,
This cycle that you have been in comes to an end at the end of April. In other words, having to rob Peter to pay Paul or to keep yourself afloat, the regeneration starts. I got the snake coming in around you as well, which is another signal of growth. But it's about something coming into your life that puts the fire and passion back in. And it's like the wheels start turning again. So the ability to be able to make money, I don't mean literally print it, but you know what I'm
saying. Oh, darn.
And don't say it on the show, please, because, I don't want them coming to arrest me, but go ahead.
I tell you what, I tried that once, but the $3 note just didn't look right to me, and it was the wrong shape anyway. But there is something coming in that helps you to start to generate the money rather than having to borrow or to take it from hard-earned savings. So it's through end of April. So we've got May and June, two positive months. Rebirth, end of all your fears and worries about something financial or material. June is another very nurturing, so getting the fire and passion back in and being able to let go of the fears. You then have got a 4-month cycle where, again, I feel it's about the money coming in, the dollars coming in rather than the dollars going out. And it's like you find that the word they gave me is platitude, but it's not the word I'm looking for. You hit a plateau, thank you. It's my human ears. You hit a plateau before you then really start to find that you can save again. But it's about something you generate. It's either a project you get connected with, but it's something that you put your creative energies into. I just feel, though, that what I've just said is actually only a mask behind what the real question should be.
Yeah.
Well, my sense is it's this healing system that I am going to master.
Okay.
We are excited if that is what it is. Did you put it out?
Yep.
Are you doing it?
No. I've been working at clearing myself and healing a lot of my issues, and I'm working with a healer in New Zealand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he does light language, so it's...
Oh, I love light language. You know, I have people on that do light language, and I love it, so I get where you're coming from. Do you do light language?
I feel I can. But,
okay, well, you need to feel and do. You need to feel and do. What are you afraid about? What are you afraid about, Sandra?
Probably success.
Well, if that's what you're afraid of.
I disagree. Excuse me.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. Yeah.
I disagree. I feel it's either fear of failure or fear of looking an idiot, and neither of which are relevant around you because you're not going to be. So you can put those fears to one side for a start. We don't have that, thank you. It's success, not anything else.
Absolutely.
I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, it's a great soapbox to be on, actually, because I'm going to tell you, if you don't put your foot in front of your other, every time I do something and stumble, I say, pardon me, and laugh. Okay, but you need to get out there and you need to do whatever you're doing in order to change your financial route. Is this what you want to do as a business?
Yeah. I love what I do, and I make such a difference in people's lives. But it's having people pay for it. I mean,
let them make a difference in yours is what I'm hearing. Sorry, I had to interrupt you, but that's from spirit. Okay, so here's what I want you to think of, and I only have 2 minutes, which is why I'm being rude. But the thing is, Sandra, the thing is, and when they say something, or if I sit on it, I'm not going to tell you because I'll forget it. But what they're saying is there has to be an energy exchange. Everybody is connected, but everybody exchanges energy. And if your energy is to exchange helping and healing people, and it makes a big difference in their life, they need to exchange it with you. They're not all healers, and what they need to make the difference is in the money exchange. So you can't think of it that you're asking for money. You're asking for energy exchange. Theirs is money. Yours is healing. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm aware. But people don't believe what I can do. Like, I mean, they do when they see it or feel it, but there's almost a fear from their behalf to even tell anybody what I do because.
Do you believe what you do?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you do.
Right. Then that's half the battle.
Yeah.
As long as you believe what you do, your energy will then put the confidence and the trust into others so they can receive what you do.
Okay, that's a good thought.
Yeah, and I want to hear more.
You've only just scratched the surface, too. Yeah, exactly. Go on, I'll shut up. You tell us more.
No. Well, no, because I only have 90 seconds. But I want, Sandra, if you will call back.
Right.
My shows are scattered for the next 2 weeks, which I want to tell everybody. Jerry is going to be here with Candy on Thursday. Tuesday and Wednesday will be shows that have done really well. But that people want to rehear. The following week, I'm going to start again. I will not be home yet. So it depends on where I am to be able to do a new show. But, Sandra, we need to hear what you do. and how you do it. Because the only way you're going to be able to convince somebody else is convincing yourself, is what I'm hearing. Okay?
Well, I am convinced, honestly.
Then do it. Then do it. And just know that if you are helping in this world, the universe will bring you what you need. But you've got to ask for it. And you've got to ask for it and know that it's worth something.
Yes, okay, I get that.
And guess what? You just got a reading that said by the end of April you were going to be able to, or what did you say, Jerry, the end of April?
Yeah.
Was going to be a turnaround
cycle?
It's the following
2 months, May and June.
Yeah, so fabulous. Get it out there, Sandra. I'm so proud of you. I want you to tell me. I love healers. We need you to represent yourself, and I want to know more. So when I come back, please look and let me know. So we want to see what healing modality you do, because I put healers on all the time. So, Jerry, we are off the air, and I want to thank you, Sandra. Do you promise you're going to call back again?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, I will.
Okay.
And thank you, Jerry. I really am grateful
you.
For
welcome.
Both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. We're grateful
many blessings
for you, too. Oh,
thank
many
you.
Blessings, love, and light to you, Sandra, always.
Thank you, Bonnie. I just adore you.
Oh, and I adore you, too. Thank you. Please call back. We want to hear all about this modality. And listen, you want to start healing? Here's where you can start. So let's talk about it. I'll be home all in May, and let's see what you're doing. Okay?
Okay. Yep, sure.
All right.
All righty.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Bonnie. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone who is listening, and I know you're all still there in chat, thank you for supporting me, for being here. Thank you, Sherry, for my message. Thank you, Texas, for being here. Thank you to the guests, of course, Jerry. Thank you, Bob, for listening. And, of course, my candy girl who brings everybody in. I don't know if she's still with us. But, Jerry, you rock the house. I know you have a show you're actually filling in for me on Thursday with Candy, our Angel Speak lady, and you have a heck of a show. I love this show that you're putting on, and I want to thank you. You, again, are a fabulous, wonderful soul who, in this cosmic world and beyond, make a big difference.
You just take my breath away. I can't answer that.
Thank you. Could you tell everybody again, you can reach Jerry. He has a new website, so you can reach Jerry at soulshadows.co.uk. Is it the CO that comes before the UK? Okay.
That's it.
Please,
you got it.
Please get a hold of him. He does healing. He does hypnotherapy. You heard him with animals. He does totem cards, and Jerry, you don't tell everybody, but you do the totem, you do their totems. I think you have 8 or 9 totems, and you do a whole totem reading, and I love it because you did one for me in the beginning, and it tells you what animals you can call on who come with you this lifetime. You are so amazing and talented. I can't even stand it, with new gifts still coming, I hear, and everyone will hear you on Thursday. And thank you. I'm honored, and it's always a pleasure to have you, Jerry.
Bless you. Thank you. And it's always a privilege to be on here, always.
Thank you.
And I will always be here no matter what.
Thank you. Yes, you will, or I'll drag you on that chain. Thank you to everybody listening. Thank you to all my callers and chatters. Thank you for supporting me and always being with me. And just hang in there, because May is going to be a great month. I've got some really cool authors coming, and I'll actually be back full time, I think, at least until June. So thanks, everyone. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye, everyone. Love and light to everyone.
Working as a police officer in my local community, I'm a responder, a leader, a lifesaver.
Whiskey Tango 47, proceeding on foot.
I'm an investigator, negotiator, problem solver.
Suspect seen fleeing from suspected stolen vehicle.
I'm a listener, confidant.
Whiskey Tango 47, suspect has been apprehended.
Surrey Police are recruiting now. Earn a competitive salary, get comprehensive training, and make a difference to your local community. To apply, search Surrey Police Jobs online.